Gladstone Braves player of the game is Tyler Darvigrave with a nice job of pitching today, especially at the end tie when that ball was getting pretty damp, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Talk about the early part of the game, though, when you were able to get through innings and not throw a ton of pitches. You saw Bond was struggling through 54 pitches in the first two innings. You had like 18 or something like that. So talk about, you know, because that allowed you to go the distance.
Yeah. Well, I know Doug strikes on pretty well, so I was just spotting pitches where the inside corners, outside corners, top and bottom, and I was just trying to locate. And then if they hit the ball, they just hit the ball.
Well, the defense was so much better today than it was against Marquette. Why do you think that is?
We got yelled at a lot of practice, but it was a good yelling at because we needed to practice our defense a lot more and not make as many errors.
Well, and no error. Well, one error at the end, but that didn't.
No, that
account.
Was fine.
Yeah, that was nothing. The hitting today, you guys stranded 12 base runners, so you didn't get the big hits, but you put the ball in play, and it was real tough on the infield. You were hitting little dinkers, and they were not making the plays.
Yeah. Well, our hitting I thought was decently good, but it could have been a little better. But the stranded base runners, it's good that. What's it called, that we still won, but at the same time, if we say we're down, those are key essential things in the game.
Yeah, you might, in a tight game, you might need those hits, right? What was your pitch selection today? Well, you talked about, you know, obviously you just said you know Doug Lavalette's strike zone, so what were you, knowing he was the home plate umpire, what was your plan?
I was mostly spotting my four-seam, two-seam fastball, and then I was throwing my curveball a lot, and then change up once in a while just to throw people off.
Well, it worked, and you guys end up beating Escanaba for the second straight week. How do you feel about that?
That's very good. And then I'm ready to come back next week, too.
Yeah, well, they'll be on our field.
Yep.
They'll be up in the launching pad, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, busy week, huh? Almost every day we've got a game now.
Yep, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be tired by Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, so you going to prom tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
You going to stay out of trouble?
Yes, I will.
All right, I will be keeping an eye on public safety's report to make
that
sure you're
perfectly fine with me.
All right, Ty, give your shout-outs.
I shout-out to my mom, dad, my brother, my aunts and uncles, my dog, Rusty, and my girlfriend, Addie Trombley.
All right. And those girls, Addie, played here in Esky today, too, and they didn't win, but they came close at the end there.
Yeah, I saw that. I looked over the scoreboard towards the end of the game. I saw that they're starting the rally back in the seventh.
Yeah, Sammy Dreilich hit a big two-run double. Nice job for her. All right, Ty, we'll see you on Tuesday, I think.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
All right, man. That'll be over in Kingsford. Oh, I love going over to Quintisec to broadcast. That is all right. So here is Joe Darvigrave.